Nazir Pek Zayin Mishnah Beis Al Elu Tumas HaNazir Megaleach. These are the Tumas that the Nazir is Megaleach. He has to actually shave from. We're going to soon see that there's certain Tumas that the Nazir doesn't shave. He's not allowed to become Tame, but he doesn't actually shave. But these are the ones that he does shave. Al Ames, this is a dead body, even if it's not complete. So the Rav says, let's say it's just bones, and it has most of the height of a person, which is two shins and one thigh bone. So that's the height. Or it could either be, like the Rav says, most of the limbs of the body, which are 125 limbs. So we're going to see that all these cases, a Nazir shaves whether he touches these things, whether he carries them, that's maso, or even ohalo, which is basically he's under the same roof of this item. It's tumas ohel. Val kezayis min ames, a kezayis from a dead body. This is kezayis of flesh only. Val kezayis netzel, kezayis netzel. Netzel, the Rav says, is liquid that would come out of the body, and it's a kezayis of that. So chari would congeal, and there's a kezayis of that. Val maloi sarvid rakov. This is, tarvid is a large spoon, so it's basically the filling of a large spoon. The Rav says it's the size that would hold two palms worth of rakov, which is decay. And this is only, the Rav says, when it's decay that's from a complete body that was buried naked without any aron or tachrichin, because if there's anything else that's mixed with this decay, it's not metame the same way. Ala shidra, on the spine, even if there's no flesh on it. V'ala golgolas, and on the skull. Val aver min ames, and on a limb of a dead body. Val aver min achai sheish alav balsar kroy, and if there's aver min achai, which is a limb of a live person that was taken off while he was alive, that has enough flesh on it, kiroi means that if that limb was attached to that person, it would have been able to regenerate. There's enough flesh on there that it would be able to regenerate. Velchatzi kavat samois. Normally, by tumah, to become tameh be'ohel, all you need is a quarter of a kav of atzamos. Here, we see that it's a chatzi kav, which is double the amount, but you need a chatzi kav, it's a lech lemosh misinai, like the Rav says, of bones. Val chatzi log dam. And same thing over here, that it's a half of a log of dum. A log, I think, is 6 eggs worth, so half of that is 3 eggs worth. Normally, it's a quarter of a log is metama ba'ohel. Halach l'mashim sinai, that a nazir, in order to shave, if he's going to become tumas ohel, from dam, it has to be chatzi log. Al magon, and as the mission says, whether you touch all these things, val mason, whether you carry all these things, even if you're not touching them, vial ohalon, and whether you contract tumma through tumas ohel, by either hovering directly over it, or by being under a roof, or any type of thing like that, that's both hovering over you and the item. So there's tumas ohel on all these. And also, what else does he shave on? V'al etzem kisa'ora, and also bone that's the size of just a barley grain. On that, al mago v'al maso, whether he touches a tiny piece of a bone, or he carries it. But tumas ohel, we see not. Tumas ohel, he would not shave. Because, like the Rav says, an etzem of the sa'ora, that small amount is not metama tumas ohel. Al elu anazir megalech, and all these anazir has to shave, umazir b'shlishu b'shvi, and he has to sprinkle on the third and the seventh day, the mechatas, like any other tumas mace, v'sosa sakodmin, and the first days don't count anymore, they just lay on the floor until you sweep them away, they just don't count, so he's got to count again. Veinu maskalimnos, and he only starts counting again, ela achi yitar, mevi es karbonoisev. Until he becomes tar, and he brings his karbonus after his Harav Shemesh, like the Rav points out.